Philippians this morning, going to read from verses 9 and 10. Amen. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Sometimes we're going to forget about this. Everybody just bring the Bible and start flipping those pages. We want to hear the sound again. Chip, 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 chip. We want to see people putting their finger of this to the mouth. And amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Philippians 2, 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Somebody say above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that one more time. Verses 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Lift up your hands and begin to pray right now and ask God to speak to you today. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you speak to us, O God. And Lord, be the hearer and the doer of your word. Let your word take root into our hearts and let your word transform our life. Let your word increase our faith, O God, because we believe that faith cometh by hearing. And hearing of the words of God, we thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We thank God for Pastor Wilkins and giving us another opportunity, amen, to minister in this pulpit. So we give God the glory. Hallelujah. So today, oh my God, my app already. So we're going to cancel this one. Amen. We're going to be speaking to us on the theme, let's talk about Jesus. People talk about people. People talk about you. You talk about people. They call it gossip. But let us talk about Jesus today. Amen, somebody. I want to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Sometimes you forget about talking about your problem and forget about doing stuff around and just put your mind on Jesus. And talk about him. Hallelujah. I saw somebody waving their hands. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So, Shelley Caesar, a gospel musician, sang beautifully a song. Said, Jesus, how I love calling your name. A Jonathan from South Africa sang a song and says, falling in love with Jesus is a great thing that I've ever done. Hallelujah. The Bible places great importance upon all names. Amen. In other words, all names got very, very important in the Bible. The names in the Bible have meanings, and because of this, they were all very important. And this is made clear in the changing of names in the Bible, like Abraham to Abraham. Jacob to Israel. Saul to Tarsha to Paul. That means that God cannot use you and God cannot reform you. God cannot deliver you when you still bear your own names. There must be a change for greatness. Hallelujah. So God asked Jacob, so what is your name? He knew his name, but he asked him, what is your name?
He's not talking about Jacob. He's talking about his attitude, his character, his behavior, the way he walked. He said, my name is Jacob. That is confession. Amen. For the Bible says when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Jacob said, I am a crook, a liar. And you can name it. And God said, from today, did your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. I got use for you today. From the day you met Jesus, he changed your name around. That's why you are walking right. That's why you are talking right. That's why you got a love of God in your heart. That's why you are reading your Bible. You cannot go by day and day. We're all calling the name Jesus. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. So names are important. Because names are so important, the Bible said, wherefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name. Every name. Every name. I want for this to sink into your heart. He gave you a name that is above every name. Hallelujah, somebody. Jesus is the name of deity, meaning the divine one or quality or nature of God. So when you think about Jesus, you are thinking about God Almighty. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Oh, you're not hearing me this morning. I said Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Is God manifested in the flesh, seed of angel, push unto the Gentile, receive and believe in his word, receive in the glory. Hallelujah. It's God. Oh, I feel the power of God in this place. It's a blessing to know that Jesus Christ is God. Hallelujah, somebody. Jesus Christ is God. Therefore, his name is above every other name. Hallelujah. His name is above the greatest king that ever reigned. His name is above the greatest scientist that ever invented everything. His name is above every names of the greatest general that ever won the war. Am I talking to somebody? His name is above every name of the physician and the lawgiver. My God, his name is Jesus Christ. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. So I come back to tell you today that Jesus is the name. Let us talk about Jesus. Jesus Christ is the name. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts 4 verses 12. Matthew 1 and 21. Hallelujah. I want for you to see what the Bible is saying today. Acts 4 verse 12. Neither there is salvation in our name whereby you might be saved. Hallelujah. Oh, salvation is only in the name of Jesus. Oh, Muhammad cannot save you. Buddha cannot save you. And you can name that they cannot save you. If you want to be saved, you got to know the name of Jesus. You got in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'm glad I got a savior. I'm glad I got a redeemer. I'm glad I know his name. His name is Jesus. Let us talk about Jesus. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. I want to talk about Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 10 verse 17, the 70 disciples went up there and they began to call the name of Jesus. And the Bible said they came back to Jesus and said, Jesus, the devil are subject to us. Hallelujah. When you call the name of Jesus, then is heaven kadabar, then is earth kadabar, then is all of the earth kadabar. Oh, you are not getting me. When the name is called in heaven, angels bow down and they worship. Hallelujah. They clap their wings and they say, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And the cherubim and the cherubim, they clap the wind. Holy. You are holy, Jesus. Holy. 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 Then when you come on the earth, you call the name of Jesus. You worship. I worship. But demons got to bow. Demons got to bow. The enemy got to bow. The witch got to bow. The witch got to bow. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. I got my witness here. My wife is my living witness. We're on the Glencoe Road that lead to Portland. When you go to Glencoe Road, and there was an old lady turning a car, making a U-turn, and there was a man that was on speed. Hallelujah, somebody. When the man, we saw the man and we saw the lady turning, there was a possible accident. And nothing we could say, we called the name Jesus. And God stopped the car immediately. And she lived. Had that been for the name of Jesus, there's going to be a nasty accident. And she could die. I don't have to pray a long prayer while in danger. All I got to do is just yell the name Jesus. And when I said Jesus, he get into action. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us talk about Jesus in the morning. Let us talk about Jesus in the night time. Let us talk about Jesus in the noon time. Oh, I want to talk about Jesus because Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He always just the same. Praise his holy name. I want for my kids to know the name that called Jesus because there is power, there is deliverance, there is healing. Oh, there's joy in the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. The Hebrew name for Jesus is Yahweh. Means Yeshua. It means that the Lord is salvation. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I'm about to close this message. Don't worry. Hallelujah. He is so good to us. He is so good to us that there is healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you read Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 3 verses 6 and 16, there's a man, the Bible talk about he was carried to the gate of Beautiful. I want to come down a little bit and talk to somebody. This man, Christopher, he was born crippled. He was carried by men to the gate of Beautiful, the temple gate. He was sitting at the gate of Beautiful, begging day after day. He found the Bible describing as a crippled man. People would describe you according to your conditions. Hallelujah. But of this man, he was a banker. He lived on banking. He half a cup, but yeah, he said he was sitting at the gate of Beautiful, but in a desperate situation. Hallelujah. He was sitting at the gate of Beautiful, but his condition was very bad. So many times people are in the church, they are calling and praying. It's so beautiful to be the person of the Lord, but we are not being delivered. We are still the same. We come and go the same. You know why? Because you shout the name of Jesus with your mouth, but it's not from your heart. Hallelujah. If you will shout Jesus, you need to shout it from in your heart, and God will do something new in your life. And at the time that Peter and John were going for prayer, this man sat there. This same man that sat to the gate of beautiful. Jesus passed by him so many times. Hallelujah. And I believe that Jesus never paid attention to him because he did not ask. So the Lord passed by him. Even the last day for him to walk on the face of the earth before he got crucified, he passed by him. He went into that temple. He prayed. He worked miracle. But this man believed in physical cash. He want money. His expectation, hallelujah, was money. And the Bible said that Peter and John were walking, and he turned around to him, and he showed his hands. I need something. I expecting something. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. God can change your expectation around. Just for his glory. I don't know what is your expectation today. I don't know why you are here today. Maybe what you are expecting, that's what God wants to give you. God going to give you what he think and get glory out of. And not for you to rejoice alone, but God needs his glory. So God going to change your expectation. And right today, you are looking for something else, but God gets something different from you. I'm talking to somebody. Let us talk about Jesus. So Peter and John said, "Silver and gold we have not, but such that we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And the Bible says, his legs gain strength. And he began to jump. He began to hop. He began to praise God. Hallelujah. He said, "I got something more than gold. I got my miracle in the name of Jesus. I got my healing in the name of Jesus. I got my deliverance in the name of Jesus. I got my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I got my victory in the name of Jesus. I got my power in the name of Jesus. I got everything in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus." Somebody shout at Jesus. Hallelujah. If that man that was born crippled from his mother's womb, if you call the name of Jesus right now, something great gonna happen to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he went into the temple leaping and praising God. Leaping and praising God. And people recognize and say, "This is the beggar. I wonder what happened to him." He said, "You don't know. I've been depending on a cup to live, to survive. But God has given me something that I can live up forever. Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I'll lift it up, Lord." I'm talking to somebody. You need your cup to be filled with the presence of God. You need your cup to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody. I need my cup to be filled, not with money, but with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, he is the all in order. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus, he is my all in all. Hallelujah. Jesus, he is my all in all. I'm talking to somebody. Jesus, he is the Alpha and Omega. Jesus, he is my advocate. Jesus, he is my bread of life. Jesus, he is my doctor in the sick room. Jesus, he is my bridge over my troubled water. Jesus is my savior. Jesus is my hero. Jesus is my provider. Jesus, he is my all in all. He is the mother to the motherless. He is the father to the fatherless. I'm talking about Jesus, who is everything to me. He is my joy, unspeakable joy. He is my strength. Hallelujah. In the time of weakness, he is my battle ox. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is the captain
of the host of the Lord's army. Jesus, he is the rock in the weary land. Jesus, he is my water in the desert. I'm talking about somebody called Jesus. Jesus, 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 he is my good shepherd. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is everything to me. I want to ask you the question. Oh, he asked his disciple, who do men say I am? Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, you got it there, somebody. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10. Hallelujah. Who do men say I am? And they say, some say you are Elijah or one of the prophets. He said, okay, I got it. You've been walking with me 3 years. Oh, I want for you to tell me, oh, right now, who do you think I am? Hallelujah. And Peter opened his mouth wide. I know who you are. That are the Son of the Living God. Now listen to this and listen to this well. Listen to this and listen to this well. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood cannot reveal the name to you. You can be in the church and still don't know Jesus Christ. You can pay your tithe and still don't know Jesus Christ. You can give the offering and still don't know Jesus Christ. Oh, God Almighty had to reveal the law to you. And before God revealed the law to you, you gotta repent of your sins. You gotta be baptized in Jesus' name. You gotta receive the Holy Ghost. You gotta live right. You gotta think right. You gotta talk right. If you want to know Jesus, if you want to know Jesus, you gotta be born again of the water and of the Spirit. That's what many folks today, mama, they only know about Jesus. But in reality, they don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody? Knowing about God, knowing about Jesus is different from knowing Jesus. Woo, I feel a part of God. You can know about somebody and don't have regard for them. And don't reference them. I know about Joe Bunny. He's the president of the United States of America, but I don't know him in reality. I know my big boy, they call Donald Trump. Yeah, somebody said he's my schoolmate. No. Hallelujah. I only know about them, but don't know them. You don't know about me, Pastor Johnson. You get 2 kids. But you don't know me in reality. He's a pastor. That's why when you marry, it takes a long time to know your partner. All the little misunderstanding, the confusion, you're trying to line up with a habit. And they're trying to line up with your habit. Because you still know about each other. You're trying to know each other. So when they put a toothbrush here and put a toothpaste there, they say, why you put a toothbrush here? Why you put a toothpaste here? Why you put it? Where's the soap? So salt, so the sugar too much. Because you get confused, you're trying to know each other. You snow too much. I know you're not going to marry somebody that gets like snowed it out. Because you're trying to know each other. Now when you know each other, 50, 60 years, they become better. They become bread and butter. And you say, honey, come over. Baby, let's walk. But for now, I'll be shaking to know each other better. Hallelujah. So knowing about somebody is different from knowing God. To know God, the first thing you need to do is to seek him. That he will be found. Hallelujah. And then when you seek him, you need to have fear for him because you know who he is. Have fear for God. It's not the fear that somebody is going to kill you, be afraid. The fear is to reference him, respect for him. Okay. Now when you get fear for God, you know God. You get fear for God, then you get relationship with God. You cannot just see the man or woman today and get married. You got to know them first before you got a relationship. Right, brother? Right? Yeah, you can tell me. You guys were so beautiful, I know he, you know, right? First, you gotta know her name, right? Address, I change phone number, and you start making some calls, and start walking some distances. Right, Christopher? Christopher? Yeah. Hallelujah. Relationship. Then when you get a relationship, then you get fellowship. Amen. That's why we are here, because we know God. His name is Jesus. We got fellowship with him. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm about to close, but the Bible says that at the mention of the name of Jesus, take that with you today, that everything gonna bow.
The situation that you are going through have to bow today. Your sickness have to bow today. Hallelujah. Your enemies have to bow today. So in closing today, see John 14:14. Let me tell you what the name of Jesus can do. Hallelujah. He said, if ye shall ask any, oh Lord, I want anything. Hallelujah. Anything in my name. Hallelujah. I will what? Oh, I want you to say that you believe it. I will what? Do it. Now, if you know there's nothing hard for God, if you know that all things are possible to them that believe, all you're going to do is to call the name of Jesus. I call the name of Jesus. All my children that are making me to go mad, I call the name of Jesus. All my marriage, I call the name of Jesus. All my car and my steering, I call the name of Jesus. All my business, I call the name of Jesus. In my own life, I call the name of Jesus, because if I call the name of Jesus, he will do anything for me. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. So call in the name of Jesus. You are calling with belief. You are calling with power. You are calling the kingdom of God to come on earth. Hallelujah. I'm going to close on this. I want to close on this. We went to the prison ministry. And when we got to the prison ministry, begin to talk to the inmate, want to pray for them, where they are locked up. But there was a man who was disturbing in the prison. He said, I don't want to listen to you people. You are a deceiver. And he started jumping in the prison, making noise. His friend inmate tried to quiet him down. He said, no, little people, they are deceiver. They are not real people. And he started disturbing. And then the Holy Ghost began to get hot inside of me. And I look into the eyeball, I say, in the name of Jesus, sit down. And immediately, he closed his mouth and sat down. And we sang, we preach. We give the benediction. We're about to leave. He said, no, I need more. I need Jesus. Tell me more about Jesus. Oh, we need to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. He walked with me. He talked with me. He said that I am his own. The joy that we had as we tarried there, none ever have ever known. Hallelujah. I say he walked with me. He talked with me. And he said, I am his own. Hallelujah. Somebody, Jesus is the name. Hallelujah. Jesus is the name. Hallelujah. Jesus is the name. On one Friday morning, hallelujah, he was arrested, crucified. Hallelujah. He died on Calvary. Died for our sins. Hallelujah. He died for you and I. Hallelujah. He was buried. Oh, in a grave. He was buried. I said in a grave. The first day, there was no sign of life. The second day, there was no sign of life. The demon was rejoicing. We got him. Oh yeah. He said on the third day, he will come back to life. No. He cannot come back to life because we crucified him. We saw him that he died. We spared him. The blood came running down from his body. He gave us his ghost. We know it is impossible for him to come back to life. Then on the third day, that great Sunday morning, the stone rolled away and Jesus came back to life. He is alive and well today. Jesus is alive and well today. I feel it in my head. I feel it in my hand. I feel it in my life. I can feel him all over me. Jesus is alive and well. Somebody stand with me. Stand together right now.
Jesus is the name. Let us talk about him. In every gallery you go, don't be ashamed to talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love the Lord. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. I love the Lord because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Let us talk about him. Oh, call his name. Call his name. Call his name. Call his name. That mountain will come trembling down. Call his name. That your cancer will be healed. Call his name. That you will be delivered today. There is healing. There is power. There is deliverance. There is victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Somebody call his name. Somebody call his name. Jesus. 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 Can I have some blood baptisms in the house today? Can I have some blood baptisms in the house today? Don't let the cry stop you from calling Jesus. If you need a miracle, let blood baptisms. You need to call Jesus. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus came to him and said, what can I do for you? He said, I want to receive my son. And Jesus said, receive your son. Receive your healing today. Call him Jesus. Call him Jesus. Call him Jesus. Call him Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. In your home, talk about Jesus. In your office, talk about Jesus. In the shopping mall, talk about Jesus. In your car, talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. To your wife, talk about Jesus. To your husband, talk about Jesus. To your children, talk about Jesus. To your grandchildren, talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. Oh, let us talk about Jesus. He is a good God. He is a mighty God. He is our Father. He is everything to us. I feel like talking about Jesus. Oh, somebody pray. Somebody pray. Call in the name of Jesus. Call in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, pray a little more. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. Oh, pray. Oh, hallelujah. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is changing somebody. The Lord is healing somebody. Oh, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody call his name. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke that sickness in your body right now. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That problem is solved right now. In the name of Jesus. You got a victory right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, oh, what a change. He's about to turn it around for you.
Jesus on the inside, yeah. Working on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, what a change in my life.
Yeah.
Jesus on the inside,
oh.
Working on the outside. What a change in my life.
Just a minute, sister. God wants you to put your hand to where you get our sickness right now. you're going to lay hand on yourself. I believe there's healing in the name of Jesus. If that your whole body, put your hand on your head. If that your legs, put your hands on your hips. Just touch somebody. Touch your body right now. Will you see that God can touch you right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And we're going to call the name of Jesus. And your miracle is going to take place right now. Hallelujah. Are you ready, somebody? Call the name Jesus right now. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive your sight. In the name of Jesus, receive the healing in your body right now. In the name of Jesus, receive healing in your stomach right now. In the name of Jesus, receive healing in your legs. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing in your hands. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your healing from the crown of the head down to the sole of the feet. Receive your healing in the body, labor of Jesus. Oh, somebody sing right now one more time. Jesus. Sing it one more time.
On the inside,
yeah.
On the outside. Oh, what a change in my life.
Oh.
Jesus on the inside.
Yes.
Working on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, what a change in my life.
Yeah. Jesus in it.
Jesus on the inside.
Yeah. Hallelujah. You're gonna leave from here. You're gonna leave from here. Getting used to the name of Jesus Christ. Let the name of Jesus be your song in the morning. Let the name of Jesus be your song at noontime. Let the name of Jesus be your song at nighttime. Because it will come a time you don't have time to pray long. All you got to do is just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. And God will answer you immediately. Every hand raised right now. Let me worship one more time. Follow the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Miracle working God. Our pillar of fire by night. Our pillar of cloud by day. To you be the glory and the honor. Jesus. I love calling your name. You're a burden bearer, oh God. You're a mighty warrior. You're a flaming sword of fire. We say thank you today, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name. Amen.